This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Saudi Arabia's interior ministry says drone attacks today hit a major Saudi Aramco oil processing plant and an oil field in the eastern part of the kingdom, setting off a huge fire at the processing facility, which is crucial to global energy supplies. Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have claimed the drones were theirs. They have staged similar attacks on Saudi targets in the past. No immediate word on casualties. Pakistan says four of its soldiers were killed today, another was wounded, when those it identified as terrorists across the Afghanistan border opened fire at two locations. The deadliest of the shootings occurred in the remote Deer district, where Pakistan is building a border fence. Three of the killings occurred there. Cross-border attacks on Pakistani troops are not uncommon as they construct the fence along the country's 2,600-kilometer frontier with Afghanistan. A week after U.S. President Donald Trump declared peace talks with the Afghan Taliban dead, a Taliban delegation is in Moscow for talks with Russian officials. We have a report from AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The visit marks an interesting development, given that the insurgent group made Moscow its first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. Russia has been accused of aiding the Taliban as a safeguard against a burgeoning Islamic State affiliate closely linked to the terrorist group, the Islamic Movement of Afghanistan. I'm Julie Walker.
People in the Bahamas are preparing once again for what could be another major hit from the weather. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Humberto is set to become a hurricane in the coming days and is expected to move toward the northwestern Bahamas later today and be off Florida's east coast by tomorrow. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres traveled to the Bahamas yesterday to express deep solidarity with its people and to raise awareness of the need for international help following the devastation of Hurricane Dorian. 1,300 people in the Bahamas are still missing 2 weeks after the storm hit. From Washington, this is VOA News.